Previously on Compassion Radio.
You're stuck there for hours and hours. Your Sunday is what, sun up to sundown and then some.
Yeah, exactly. I leave the house at like 8 a.m. and come home at 11 p.m. every Sunday.
And the strain is probably on all of you pastors right now.
Of course. Of course, it's hard on the team, but we're going to do it anyway until we see, understand what's the next step.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Welcome to the daily radio ministry journal known as Compassion Radio. And an early happy Thanksgiving to our friends here in North America. Isn't it a good feeling when you're able to reconnect with a dear friend? Especially when maybe it's been a long time since you've seen them. Or perhaps there are many, many miles separating you. Well, just recently, our president and speaker, Bram Floria, had the blessed opportunity to reconnect with such a friend. Today, we pick it up where we left off yesterday, with Bram speaking to our friend from Kyiv, Ukraine, Pastor Oleg Magdych. And Bram is talking about some precious souls who God touched to go and minister, literally, on the front lines of faith. Here's Bram.
So bringing a foreign missionary, so to speak, someone from the greater sphere of influence across Central Asia that is fluent in the kind of Russian they speak in that part of Ukraine is a great value. So God, obviously, in his patient timing, prepared them for that. And he's also, as you mentioned earlier, preparing the church itself to have a safer place. So tell us about that.
Yeah. For the last year, our tent, our church, which meets in a tent, have been shot at multiple times, and we just cannot risk, we just cannot take that risk, and we were praying about the place for us to meet at, and especially now when winter is coming, and winter in Ukraine is kind of cold.
Kind of cold. We're talking northern Alaska kind of cold.
And meeting in a tent doesn't help. So we were trying to insulate that tent, but it doesn't work. When it's freezing cold. So like a year ago, we started looking at different houses that were abandoned in that area. And we were trying to find a house big enough that could fit all the people on Sundays. And we found this cool place that was just built just before the war started. And it had to be a store, like a big grocery store, with the big basement and with big hall.
How many square meters were you looking for at that point?
Well, this building is 130 square meters, one floor. But
so about maybe 1,500 square feet in English measurements.
Yeah.
Per floor.
Yeah. So we found this place, and we were looking at it for a long time, and we couldn't even dream about getting this place. But then God laid on the heart of one missionary to call an owner and talk to him. So that's what he did. He talked to him, an owner, told him the price, and we were discouraged because it was too much. But then we started thinking more and praying more about this specific building, because we all felt like that's what God has for us. And finally, after a long 4 months of negotiations, an owner agreed to get what we had, basically. And we're about to finish this deal soon. And as soon as we get the paperwork done, we will start to do the renovations and to put heating in and stuff like that for this building to be ready for people to come during winter.
And that kind of protection or of safety from the cold, it's important for simple things like not getting sick during the winter, but it also provides you the opportunity to do important things that the ministry is about, like doing baptisms. Yeah. You can actually heat some water for people in the tub.
And not being sick and not being killed.
Yeah. So we have been praying that a lot over this past summer and fall, that the very cover protection, that God's pillar would cover you and lead you onto where he needs you to be and wants your testimony and your presence to continue. And so I believe it's going to be a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of smoke by day that people would see on the spiritual plane that God's doing something here, but not in a way that brings attention to the enemy so that he would want to attack you there. Yeah. So we need to pray for protection as well as visibility. I don't want you guys to be invisible. I'm praying that God makes the Hope Tabernacle out there a place of real refuge and is seen, that people will flock to it as a safe place, and that God himself would protect it in the years to come. So that's a real strong answer to prayer for the people that have lifted you up and have been part of that project earlier this summer, that our Eastern Ukraine mission project there would continue and bear real fruit, and that you're on the cusp now of actually finding the right pastor, someone from the central part of Asia, a couple that speaks fluent Russian, that is not, as you said earlier, a problem or a danger of the hatred that some Russians have against Ukrainians because of the ongoing war, but can step in as a third party, but love them in the midst of all of it, can love Ukrainians, can love Russians, can love the Russian Ukrainians that are stuck between, and build the kingdom of God right there on the cusp of where the war is happening. That's an amazing progress report, friend. I'm so glad that God saw fit for you to be able to give that to me in person here. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for praying.
Yeah, we will continue to pray for that. To wrap up today's program, I want you to tell us what God's been laying on your heart recently. Where should the body of Christ be focused in their prayers when they think about the mission that God has for Asia, for the Silk Road, for the intersection of Europe and Asia, where Russia is fighting against the politics and the freedom of the Ukrainian people? There are so many things converging on that part of Asia and Europe.
Yeah.
They're big themes, but there's also very specific things that God can reveal to us about what we as the body should be focused on. So what do you feel is God himself focusing on in that part of the world right now that we need to know in the West so we can join that battle?
One thing in common that I see in the last year in churches in Russia and all those former Soviet Stan republics is the lack of freedom. Mm. And I would say that the freedom is declining. Our brothers and sisters in Christ right now are suffering and being persecuted, and churches being closed and missionaries being sent from the countries. And that's, we had that window of God's grace when we could freely preach the gospel. We had an access to the schools. We could do whatever. And unfortunately, in some of those countries, this window of opportunities is closing down.
Yeah.
So please pray for our brothers and sisters that are there. Please pray for Ukrainians, because we are in a very unique situation when we can freely go to all those countries except Russia at this moment, and we know the same language. We can speak Russian, and I don't know if you knew, but in the Far East, that part of Russia, 70% of all pastors are Ukrainians.
I remember us talking about that when we were in Ukraine, that most of the mission movement that won people to Christ in the past 50 years are because of that Ukrainian mission movement.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's still happening.
Yeah, it's still happening, and I believe it's going to happen in the future again. I believe that God is doing something unique in Ukraine, and he is preparing Ukrainians to go to the East and to the West.
Hmm. So the seed's been planted, and you have seed that's even now deep in that soil there. How do you water it? How do we pray for those pastors who are transplanted from the Ukrainian heartland into the heart of Russia and the heart of these republics? How do we lift them up so that God will start building his kingdom and blossoming it?
One thing that I could hear and feel when talking to those pastors is fear. Mm. That's what is holding them back from what they should be doing. So please pray for courage.
Okay, so courage in general. What is the fear of? Something specific?
Well, in different countries, it varies. Like in pastors in Russia, they're even afraid to tell the truth because they're being persecuted by the government. KGB is on them. Pastors in Russia are afraid to even send documents and pictures on social media because they know that everything is being read. And this fear just changed them.
Yeah. And not in a good way right now.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, they conflate the political oppression with the spiritual oppression. and they become one and the same.
I believe it's the same. I believe that the spirit of communism is the spirit. Mm. It is spiritual. It's not political. And that's what we see right now, that the same spirit that we get rid of 25 years ago, the same spirit is rising up again in Russia.
Okay, so we're praying not so much against something, but for something.
Yeah, yeah.
We're praying for the spirit of living Christ to rise within them.
Yes.
And what if a church becomes healthy in Russia now, what are the hallmarks of that in your mind? When they move beyond that fear, what changes?
They would be persecuted. They would be put to prisons. They would suffer.
So there would be suffering involved with health.
Of course, of course.
And so you are praying that they would be courageous enough to actually go suffer.
Yes, I believe that that's what God wants us to do. Look at John the Baptist. He was courageous enough to stand before the king and to tell him the truth.
Courageous enough to suffer. Some powerful words on today's Compassion Radio, and we'll get right back to the interview in just a moment. After this word from Cher Nelson.
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. Well, we're delighted to do so, but now we hope that your Christmas spirit is available this early to make that possible. For $6, you can place a Bible in the hands of a Christian family who is just aching for one. We know that for every Bible we place, and there are other members in the family who will have access to that Bible, that there will be 4 or 5 people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day, so we know how great the need is. Now, can you get in your Christmas spirit, and can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? Also, as you've heard us tell you year after year, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. And as you probably know, we also believe that that is the only answer to terrorism and Islamization, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 apiece. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Now, let's get back to today's program.
So, people would say you've lost your head to speak that freely. And in that analogy, he literally lost his head.
Yes.
Are there believers, are there pastors that are willing to go that far in love and not in the hate against the regime, but in love for Christ, are willing to step up that far and that dangerously to tell the truth?
In Russia?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I believe there are people that God is preparing for something big, but I haven't met them yet.
But you believe they're there?
I believe they're there. I believe God always has someone there.
It is a scary thing to be told by someone with your kind of moral authority, Oleg, that we should pray that God would raise up martyrs.
But that's, when you look at the history of the church, history of the Christ church, that's the way it always has been. Christ died, almost all of the apostles died, and I'm not saying that we have to die, but I'm saying that there is an option for us to die.
Yeah, a possibility.
A possibility.
There's always the call to be dying to self as well, and that there's something spiritual that can be offered as a sacrifice now, which doesn't require the oppression of others.
Yeah.
But that call to sacrifice is something that feels almost like a death when it happens. And your people, your family, your fellowship in Kyiv right now is being called to extraordinary sacrifice in the loss of their home, in loss of people, in loss of resources. And you have a staff of over 20 people that does all this work. They're being asked to dial back their very needs because they're not paid much to start with. And now they're being paid 40% less. So there are some real needs within the family of ministers to the body of Christ in Kyiv and Luhansk. So we need to be about praying that, my friends. Oleg, we'll commit as a body here at Compassion Radio to be lifting up the church there and looking for ways to encourage many others to step up beside you and make sure there's food on your table and of the many ministers and evangelists that you have trained, so that the work does not get hindered for lack of food. If nothing else, that they have the shoes on their feet and their kids are clothed and they're fed enough to be able to step out in faith and say, I'm your man, Lord. Here I am. Send me.
If God allows you to do that, let it be so. But prayer is more than enough. I believe that God can do whatever he wants to do and when he wants to do it and how he wants to do it.
It would be an honor for me, Oleg, if you would, from your deep well of passion and of God's wisdom and experience that he's poured into your short years, if you would pour a little bit of that cup out for us now and pray over the people that are hearing this program right now.
Father, I know that you're teaching me and teaching us to trust you. And I'm asking you to help me, all those who are listening to us right now, to be able to trust you. Let us be dependent on you. Let us look for you when we're in the midst of something great or something bad. God, I pray you open our eyes so that we may see you and your hand in our lives, and give us thankful hearts so that we see, when we see you, our heart would be thankful to you. I pray for my friends and for their families. I pray for your protection. I pray so that you will be with them and you would guide them. And thank you, God, for this great friendship and for new friends. Thank you for using them, and thank you for their willingness to be your hands on this earth. Amen.
Amen, brother. Now, two more things I want to bring to the attention of our Compassion Radio listeners. One, this divine appointment here is a direct result of your investment in the kingdom of God in Ukraine. And we're going to look for ways to open that door again for the furtherance of that in the years to come. And this time is your reward to find out how God paid your gifts forward to make the Ukrainian church accomplish the goal that God put on their hearts to reach unbelievers along the border of a horrible war that continues to rage. They've done that work. And you, Compassion Radio friends, have done your work to provide the pastor the funds to make that possible this year. You did. Your faith brought that about. And then God brought the person. We need to pray for that couple that's going to be visiting that part of the country with Oleg's team next week, that God would open up their hearts with a huge amount of compassion and presence. They know and believe that they are the ones called, that they would step up with great courage. The second thing, Oleg, that I want our listeners to know is that before we sat down to have this interview, you got the news that one of your friends has been a victim of the sniping attacks along the border today. You just got the news that we were coming to this place. So I want you to mention your friend's name and how our Compassion Radio family can be praying for that friend while he's finishing up his surgery and that he would survive it. Tell us his name and what happened.
Yeah, my friend's name is Zoran. He's Georgian, country of Georgia. And Georgians have been fighting for Ukraine for the last 4 years because that's what they experienced in 2008 when Russia wanted to take over Georgia. And now they're helping us to fight for our freedom. So this guy was injured like a couple of hours ago, and right now he's being taken care of. He's in the surgery still. And I have like 130 friends praying for him right now. Because I made a Facebook post, and people are praying for him right now. And I hope that God would let him leave.
And we are praying with you that whatever the result was at the surgery, that God was honored in all the things that happened between the time that we're praying now and when our Compassion Radio family hears the story on the air. And that God does something through the church and for the church in Luhansk that brings him glory and builds the kingdom. And that your friends around might have a chance to know the power and the passion of Christ in his life, that he would experience the true healer and experience his family, too, coming around him and loving him the way Christ would.
So. I will show him all the comments that all my friends made about praying for him. And he will know that it's God. It's not just the doctors. God did it.
And we don't want to be your filter for everything. We want people to get to know you personally. So I know you're on Facebook. So Oleg Magdych, M-A-D-G-Y-C-H is the spelling in English. You can find him on Facebook. You're welcome to friend him, folks, and send him a message directly. Let him know that you're praying for the believers and the church in Ukraine. Thank you, my friend, for being with me and with our family of Compassion Radio listeners around the world. We're just grateful, Oleg. Thanks so much.
No, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank for your prayers. I want to thank for your support and thank you for being there for us.
Mm. And we hope that we can be physically present on your own soil again someday to see it for ourselves. We love you. And we pray covering over your wife, Oksana, and your children, that God would bless the time you have with them and provide for every one of your needs, not just your financial needs, but your needs for peace and for joy and for time together. And you mentioned earlier that your wife is exhausted from her ministry responsibilities. It's time to give her a vacation. So I pray that God will multiply that and give you the strength to be Mr. Mom for a while so she can have a little alone time too.
Thank you.
Again, our friend Oleg Magdych from the New Life Church in Kyiv, Ukraine, and a good friend of Compassion Radio's and a partner with us in the ministry to the kingdom, building the kingdom all across that part of Europe and Asia. Keep praying for the believers in Kyiv, Ukraine, as they enter into their own new first century experience of stepping out of the comforts of even a building and becoming a house church again. What a powerful testimony of joy they are in spite of what would be a crushing blow perhaps to most congregations that lose their home. They realize they haven't lost their home. They found it. They found each other again. But it also has a huge amount of responsibility and problems that come along with it. They're working through those problems right now. We need to pray for them every day.
And that brings to conclusion our two-day catch-up with our pastor friend from Kyiv, Ukraine, Oleg Magdych, on today's Compassion Radio. Please keep this dear brother in your prayers, as well as his family, his congregation, and all of our Ukrainian brothers and sisters in Christ. You can hear this broadcast or catch up on any of our past programs on our sparkling new website, CompassionRadio.com. The site just got a major reboot, and I may be a bit biased, but I think it's an amazing improvement. So we'd really love to have you pop on over and take a look when you get a chance, and then give us your feedback. How about before you get the oven ready for your turkey? That's CompassionRadio.com. We are truly thankful this Thanksgiving season for faithful listening partners like you. Together, we inherit an incredible legacy and opportunity to support the entire body of Christ around the world. For decades, this ministry has gone to the places where virtually no other ministry or media agency has gone, to bring you the stories of God's victory and the amazing work of His people. Why do we do it? One, to encourage the faithful in some of the toughest places on earth. And two, to inspire you to exercise your faith in effective, knowledgeable prayer and through practical help to those that need to see the compassion of Jesus. A hallmark of this ministry for over two decades is our annual God's Word for China project. It's far and away our most popular project, and it's fairly simple to understand why. The church in China continues to grow at an astonishing rate, around 20,000 a day. That's around 7 million new believers a year in China. These are new, professing disciples of Jesus who are passionate and motivated to grow in their faith. Every year, Compassion Radio partners like you play their part in helping supply the booming church with the Bibles they need to train the millions of new converts. We hope to send thousands and thousands of new Bibles through your above and beyond giving. Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 a piece. How many Bibles would you like to send to the fastest growing church in the world in China? We've told you about the need. Let us hear from you. And while you're at it, let us know what you're thankful for this year. And let us know that you want us to continue doing this work now and for the years to come. For your support of Compassion Radio and our God's Word for China project this month, we'd love to send you something that will remind you to pray every day for the church in China. We have a new supply of two very special and popular crosses made in China. One is a beautiful dark mahogany tinted wood, and the other is a pewter cross of nails. They can be worn around your neck. You can hang them from the mirror in your car, or you can pin it to your message board at home. Any way you display it, you're proclaiming your solidarity with the Christians in China and your faithful partnership with Compassion Radio. Let us know how many you'd like when you contact us today. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram and Sandy Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.